All right, today, July the 12th, 2019, it's Collector Car Appreciation Day. For all you car collectors out there, today is your day, right? Yeah. Greg has that 74 Gremlin that looks mighty fine. What color green is that?
It was actually a Pacer.
Vomit green?
It was a Pacer.
I mean, come on. How did the Pacer and the Gremlin get past the drawing board to become cars?
Yeah, the Pacer was just like all windows.
It's like driving a box. Different Colored Eyes Day.
You know who has different colored eyes? Who's a famous pitcher?
Who's that?
Max Scherzer.
Max Scherzer, yeah.
He's got one brown eye and one blue eye. Well, you've got one. What color are your eyes? Brown.
Beautiful brown. Green.
Well, and then, one's red. I just wonder.
That joke always works, man. One of my good friends had it in high school. He's a wrestler. Reno Riggins has a different colored eyes, and it would fascinate girls, man. So we all wanted different colored eyes. There's a name for it.
And, yeah, two-eye guy.
All right, Jay, hit that button, buddy.
You may find you're labeling yourself with words like idiot or stupid.
They certainly do that.
Cool.
It's happening. It's happening. It happened. Well, you're really doing it, aren't you?
I'm not going to stand for the cursing.
And now, brought to you by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
The best worst segment.
Oh, I'm thankful nobody's listening, but my God, this is funny. That laugh right there will be on the promo.
No, I worked on my hair a long time, and he hit it. He hits my hair.
All right, here we go. This day in sports history, July 12th, live today at the Omni Nashville Hotel. All right, Greg, 1914, Babe Ruth makes his baseball debut. Who's he playing for, and what does he do? Or what position? 1914,
I'm going to go... the Red Sox and pitching.
Attaboy, 1914, sure did. 1937, this guy, his first name is Don, all right? Tennis player, wins Davis Cup by defeating Baron Gottfried von Krom in an epic tennis match. Don who?
Should I know this?
Yeah. Tennis player, Don.
Don Newcomb.
Don Budge.
Oh,
come
yeah.
On,
I have heard of him.
Don Budge. Yeah. That's where the thing is. Don't budge a little. That's where that came from. Let's see here. You doing all right today, buddy? Oh, Greg. 1979. I'm just going to give you three words. You fill in the rest, okay? Disco Demolition Night. This day, 1979.
That would be Chicago White Sox and the Chicago DJ... Steve Dahl had a burn DJD, well, it was a doubleheader, I think, and in between. But anyway, they got it was a big riot. They were burning disco records at Comiskey, and
right.
And they actually had to cancel the game.
Yeah, they forfeited the game against the Detroit Tigers. Police were assaulted. People were fighting in the outfield. They thought the teams were in danger and peril. They had to get out of there.
And I think they had, like, nickel beer on top of all of that.
Yes. Even better.
I told my wife, I just got a dollar's worth of beer.
Oh, 1987, Philadelphia Phillies relief pitcher gets in his 900th game in relief. Pitches in his 900th
wow.
game. All right, relief pitcher. He's not known for being with the Phillies, but if you think of the great who comes to mind, and you'll get it.
Oh, I would say Goose Gossage.
Not him.
I would go Lee Smith.
Not him.
Raleigh Fingers.
Not him.
Man, I'm running through.
It's not Dan Quisenberry.
Great relievers of the 80s.
Yes. Who was the Pirates closer in the late 70s?
Kenta Colby.
There you go.
Okay.
Kenta Colby.
Good clue. Good clue.
Pitches 900 game in relief for the Philadelphia Phillies. Let's see here. That's it. That's all we got, man. The rest of some soccer stuff. We're not getting into that stuff. You doing all right, Greg, today?
Yeah, I'm doing good,
all
actually.
Right. Here we go. Time for celebrity birthdays. Charlie's already won the week. He's got 42-0, basically. All right, here we go, folks. You know the rule. Got to get it within two. First up, Christine McVie.
She is the...
Fleetwood Mac.
Fleetwood Mac. She's the Mac of McVie. Of course, her ex-husband, John McVie, the bass player. Christine McVie is 73.
Fellas,
nobody yet.
75.
76.
Charlie's about 1-0.
Say, why did you invite me in? Just get a practice. You want to lose again?
Richard Simmons.
Oh,
today's
boy.
His birthday.
He's still around?
He is.
70.
He hasn't been seen in public in years.
True.
79.
71. Greg knows his aerobic guys.
Especially the ones that are all oiled up.
Cheryl Ladd. Cheryl Ladd, fun fact, replaced Farrah Fawcett on Charlie's Angels. Farrah Fawcett was on Charlie's Angels for one season. Cheryl Ladd.
60.
69.
68. Charlie's up 2-1 now. Going down the list.
Of course he is.
Olympic skater Chrissy Yamaguchi.
Who comes here quite every year for
that's right.
For the event put on by our great Scott Hamilton. She is 40.
49.
48. Good Lord.
Sonya Rolland. Don't know who that is. MMA fighter, pro wrestler Brock Lesnar.
48.
37.
42. Actor Topher Grace. He was on That 70s Show.
50.
41.
41, exactly. Sonya, 4-1, Rolland. We're not done yet. Actress Michelle Rodriguez, Fast and the Furious, and she was also in Lost. Michelle Rodriguez.
38.
37.
40. 4-2. This is getting interesting now.
Is it?
It's like Poe, when they think they're getting rid of him, they pull him back in.
Why? Leave me alone. Let me go.
Don't know her. Let's see here. Going down some more. Singer Walter Egan.
He lives here. He has in his past. Walter Egan is 67.
66.
71. Writer-producer Brian Grazer. He's Ron Howard's buddy.
70.
69.
68. 5-2. Hold on. Gospel singer Sandy Patty.
65.
71.
63. Let's get it, Greg. You keep hanging on. 5-3. It's going down here. Uh-oh. I'm running out of people. Rapper Magoo. How old is the rapper Magoo?
Mr. Magoo?
No, Magoo.
Magoo, 40.
29.
46. CBS Newsman anchor Jeff Glore. Jeff Glore.
55.
47.
44.
That's enough.
All right, that is enough. All right. Charlie wins 5-3. Sweeps the week yet again. All right, Jay, here we go. Greg, this is a song. Every time you start talking about your Bowling Green days, this song comes to mind. Hit it, Jay. Come on, Greg.
That would be Glory Days by The Boss, Bruce Springsteen.
Good job, man.